Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit sagt es so bis Perik Ches Mishnah Zayin. Let's say someone gets divorced. She comes. She says, "I want to collect my ksuba." He can't say, "Well, I don't have any money now." No, no. Whatever you have has to go for the ksuba. You have to give away your last remaining property for the ksuba. But let's say someone dies without children. The brother is miyavim her. Then this brother either dies or gives her a get. Here we don't say, oh, whatever properties in the Yavim's estate or whatever the Yavim has in the case of a get goes to the ksuba. She's limited. The only thing she can collect her ksuba from is from the chasim that the Yavim yarshined from his brother. Let me put it to you this way. The Yavim himself, when he's Meyavimer, he doesn't promise any of his own money. But the Nechasim from her first husband that died, who the Yavim is going to Yarshin, that has to go to pay her Ksuba. Whatever Ksuba her first husband promised her. But she can only collect from those Nechasim. So Chazal saw over here, warning light. What if the Yavim goes and he sells off those Nechasim that are Yarshin from the brother? Now the Yavam will come collect her ksuba if they get divorced. And again, either they get divorced or she's coming to collect it from the Yavim's money and she has to deal with his Yarshim. They're going to say, oh no, we only have to give you from the Nechasim that was Yarshim from the brother, your first husband. And that was sold. Now, she can go to Bezdin and say they have no right to sell it and take it back from the Lekuchas, but that would be a very, very complicated process. So to avoid this, Chazal were misaken that the Yavim is not permitted to sell any of the Nechasim that he yarshins from his brother who passed away. What if the Yavim says, I'm not selling all of it. I'm leaving over plenty for her to collect her ksuba. No. We have no guarantee what you're leaving over is going to stay. Maybe that's going to get lost. We don't want you selling anything. We don't want her to be in a position now where she has to go to Bezdin and try to get back Nechasim that you sold to someone. That is a very complicated process. Well, what if the Yavim doesn't listen? What if he did sell some of these nechasim? The din is, sale is not good. The sale is null and void. Again, we're only talking about a Yavim here. Let me repeat what he said at the start with. In a regular marriage, there are no restrictions on the husband. He can sell whatever he wants. Ah, you have a ksuba. How are you going to pay your ksuba? In the case of a regular husband, whatever he has to go to pay the ksuba. And by the way, that includes things that he owned during the time of marriage, things that he may have acquired after marriage. Whatever you have has to pay your wife's ksuba. So he'll have something left over, usually. But with the Yavim being that she can only collect from what he yarshin the brother, we're going to have to put a hold on that. Don't sell that. So the Yavim says, I yarshin this field from my brother. You're not letting me sell it. What can I do with it? You could eat the pears. So basically, it has the same din as Nichsei Maloig. As when she brings in a field with a nichse malug arrangement, it belongs to her, you can't sell it, you eat the pears. Now let's see our Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah again, Mesechtes Ksubis Perik Ches Mishnah Zayin. If, Niach Achiv, if the brother of the Yavim left over, in other words, the husband that died, Mois, money, the Yavim can't spend it. Rather, Yulokach Ben Karka, he purchases Karka, who and he, the Yavim, Echlu Peres, eats the pears from that Karka. For that matter, if the brother that died left over peiros hatlushin min hakarka, peiros that were disconnected from the ground, the Yavim can't eat it. Rather, yilokach behen karka, sell it, take the money, purchase karka, v'hu echel peiros, you can eat the peiros in the karka. As the Altra Meir. Now, Reb Meir holds that not only karka, but even money, not only karka, but even detached payrois is something that she could collect for a ksuba. That's called part of the nechasim of the previous brother. That's meshuba to the ksuba. So once that's where she could collect from, we put restrictions on him. You can't just use it, you can't just spend it. Convert it to karka, keep the karka on hold, you can eat the payrois. Viter, says the Mishnah, if the brother that died left over peiros that are connected to the ground, hamechubarim the karka, Amar Rameir, Rameir says, is it also Meshubah to the Ksuba? Because when they grew, it was still under the Rishos of the brother who died. And therefore, Shamanism, we're going to have to assess its value. We're going to have to assess the value of the Karka during the time of the Yerusha. Kamehin Yafim, how much are they worth bepeiros with their peiros? Let's say with their peiros, they're worth 120. The Kamehin Yafim beloy peiros, how much are they worth without the peiros? Let's say without the peiros, they're worth 100. So if HaMoyser, this extra 20, we have to set that aside in case she has to collect the ksuba from it. Yelokach ben karka, he should purchase karka, v'hu eichel peiros, and he can eat the peiros from that karka. And here's where the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim Aimrim. Wait a second. Wait, stop. If the brother that died left over peiros ha-mechubarim be-karka, peiros that were connected to the ground, then shaloi. Now the Gemara explains that she really say over here, shaloh. That's hers. So the Chachamim are saying, I agree with you, Rameir. Peiros that were connected to the ground, that's part of the Yerusha from the brother who died. That has to be set aside and preserved in case she has to collect it for a ksuba. No yaveim, you can't just sell this. That's hers. But where we chachamim don't agree with you, Reb Meir, is in that movable objects, hatlushim in a karka, the peiros, that were disconnected from the ground when the husband died. In other words, metaltal, movable objects, kol hakoidim, whoever gets it first, either the yavim or the yavama, zacha ben ezacha. Kadam hu, if the yavim takes chazak over these peiros, in other words, she never had it during the life of her husband, zacha, the yavim gets it. What can you do with it? Whatever you want. You can eat them. Sell it. Because the Chachamim hold movable objects aren't meshubat for the ksuba. We're only preserving what she has to collect from. She can't collect from this anyway. Now, if Kadmahi, if she grabbed a hold of these peiros while her husband was still alive, she wants this as a mashkin to be able to collect her ksuba, then the yavim can't take it away and just use it for whatever he wants. Rather, he can purchase karka with it. Yulakach ben karka v'hu eichel peiros. Now, zok the mishnah. Kenasa, after the yavim takes in the yavam. In other words, after he is miyavim her, he marries her. So yishano harei ki ishtoi l'chol davar. She's like a regular wife. He can divorce her with a get. He can take her back afterwards. That's a big chiddush. After all, she's a eshes ach. She's his brother's wife. The Torah says you can be miyavim her. So he was miyavim her, but he divorced her. So we learn now, if he's miyavim her, she becomes a regular wife. He can divorce her. He can divorce her and take her back if he's not a kayan. That's learned from a pasuk. The pasuk says he takes her for a wife. Kivan shalakha harei ki'ishta. Ubilvat. But the one exception is if you have a yavim and a yavama, a yavim that was miyavim the yavama. She's a regular wife. The only thing that would be different is that if she has to collect her ksuba, if they get divorced, if he dies first and she has to collect it from his money, she can only collect it from the nechasim that he yarshined from her first husband. In a regular marriage, as we explained several times in our Mishnah, all the nechasim of the Baal are mishubed to pay up the ksuba.